Monday at this time, when we were discussing some things that were going on, Dave in the newsroom, Pat, I don't know if you've noticed, and you might remember this conversation we were having of things that you could or could not do. Dave was in a situation where it's like, man, I had these new glasses unordered and was kind of in limbo.
I remember.
Yeah, remember that conversation?
I do.
Yes.
Well, guess who's sporting new glasses?
Oh, he is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did manage to get in. They considered it a special appointment, so I was able to get in and see Dr. Eric Strain. Took good care of me personally yesterday, and so I got my glasses that I was waiting for. Actually, what had happened is I like the frames that I have, so I ordered new lenses for the glasses, so I had to send in the frames. And that was just before everything shut down. And they said it'd be about a week, week and a half, and they would be back. Well, of course, it got to be about 3 weeks or so of the shutdown and everything. And I was wearing my glasses I normally wear for fishing, which are transition lenses. So it was like I was sitting here with sunglasses on all the time reading the news. And pleased to have my regulars back now. Okay. So we thank Dr. Strain for taking good care of us. They can take care of on, they're not open, but they can take care of people on an appointment basis, like people have problems with glaucoma or things like that.
You know, there are certain things that just have to be done.
And like a dentist, they're closed right now too, but if someone is in pain, they can see someone on that kind of a basis.
I mean, it just, you know, we recognize those who are in those types of services as you want to protect yourselves and your staff, but yet knowing that if an emergency pops up or a situation, let's face it, I mean, you know, you need the eyesight and the best way to see as possible to, for goodness sakes, driving or just doing your normal daily routines.
That's
and
right.
The good doctor was wearing a mask.
Ah, excellent.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
Excellent. Yeah. Everyone protected. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that. That was taken care of.
So last night, just want to let you know, I'm on Twitter and I see that the Who are trending and Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. And I'm like, you know, whenever you see celebrities trending, a lot of people think, oh, no.
Yeah, who died?
Yeah, who died?
You hate to think that, but especially for those getting up there in years.
So apparently, though, and this is just I think sometimes you just need a laugh in these days. I guess, you know, yesterday when President Trump announced that there would be no additional funding to the World Health Organization, a lot of people were commenting about that on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere else. And sometimes those who were critical of the World Health Organization, they were directing their ire towards at the Who. So Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend and all, they're getting these messages, and a lot of people were saying, wait a second, what did they do? Don't blame them for all this. So it was just kind of funny that there was a mix-up. People, instead of tweeting the World Health Organization, they were tweeting at the band. At the band. At their actual handle. And so it was like, poor Pete Townsend. What did he do?
I just, you know, minding my own business. Well, I can just imagine some of the people with some of the anger. Or maybe some of the support. Could
Yeah, but there was a lot of support, yes. Yeah, like, you lay off the Who. They didn't do anything wrong.
That's fun. That's fun.